Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com. Amazon and select retailers nationwide.
Welcome to The Bracket, episode 83. Today we are debating, almost dropped Red Bull, we are debating the biggest childhood inconveniences, an idea signed off by the winner of last week, Clemmer, who's holding his victory trophy.
There it is.
Oh, that's beautiful.
To give you that was 100% of the bracket's budget.
Yeah.
The allotted Barstool budget towards the bracket.
Well, that depends if they actually reimburse me for it. It wasn't my own.
Did you put it into the reimbursement?
No. So I bought it on Amazon, and I thought it was one big trophy, and it was like $8. I'm like, that sounds about right for a trophy or whatever. And it was actually a pack of 50 trophies. So I have 50 of these. So we'll hand out a new one each week.
Oh, that's nice.
Motivation.
Yeah. One day you guys can achieve this.
Exactly.
You thought $8 was an appropriate amount for a big trophy?
For like a trophy like this big? Like I thought
that's
it was
insanity.
Like this big.
Oh, I think at least 45 to 50.
And I knew it said like, yeah, made out of like cheap plastic, whatever, whatever. And the reviews are like, yeah, they're small, they're breakable.
It would be the fanciest Diva cup I could possibly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Seriously.
Did I say you can touch that, Kate?
No.
Whoa. Starting out for early.
Is. Oh, Kate, you've never experienced bracket Clemmer. He's dickhead.
Okay.
Right. He bullied Francis off of this episode.
Yeah.
He didn't want to show up.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Okay, so today, before we get into it, let's talk about body armor. All right, let's talk about body armor. Lights, Camera, Barstool hydrates with body armor and rides with Team Body Armor. They're the official hydration partner of Lights, Camera, Barstool. We've been drinking body armor since the beginning because they have the best products, the best flavors, the best ingredients, the best athlete partners, no artificial stuff, no fake ingredients, real hydration with electrolytes, potassium, vitamins, etc. And there's Body Armor sports drinks all in sport water, as I'm sure you're going to see, all over the office. We stock the fridge with it, and it's empty maybe within an hour, maybe less. We fly through it, and if you haven't tried it, you're living under a rock. You need to get on the Body Armor wave. We have some of the best there. We, as I'm the one working for Body Armor for Barstool, but they have some of the best athletes in the world, and they drink it all through their competitions. We're talking Trae Young, Christian McCaffrey, Alex Morgan, Donovan Mitchell, Ronald Acuna, so many more. My favorite flavor right now, they have this blueberry one that I think I go through every single time. If you have like a tungsten meeting or if you have anything that involves some heavy drinking overnight, come back in the office the next day early, drink Body Armor, feel better right away. We stay drinking this in the office, at the gym, at the golf course when we're hungover, all Body Armor all the time. Go and buy Body Armor right now on Amazon. All right, thanks to Body Armor. First matchup of the day, number 5 seed. And just by the way, I'm going to clarify the rules again from last time because this is relatively fresh. All of your submissions are going to stay anonymous. Unless they lose, then we'll out them or whatever. And whoever wins at the end of this episode, you are the winner of this week of the bracket. You will be on the next week, and you get to suggest the topic.
Do all of us have a submission in the bracket?
Yes. Everyone has a submission.
Wow. All right. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, everyone has at least one, so you have a chance.
And even Mook?
Oh, yeah, Mook's in.
Oh,
he's got some.
Oh.
And we have two, because there are so many options, great options. Everyone had a good list. There's going to be two playing games, so you have even more of a chance to get in. Okay,
bracket purists are going to be pissed about this change.
Rat's ass. The very first matchup of the day, number 5 seed versus the 12. The 5 seed is getting a shitty seating arrangement for a bad lunch period in school.
Oh, yeah.
Good call.
Yeah.
Getting a bad lunch, specifically bad lunch period was the worst. I got stuck with that my freshman year. It's like one person I knew, all seniors and juniors. It's real bad. And that's going up its number 12 seed. Having to run errands with your parents. Like you can't be, when you're at the age where you can't stay home alone, so you have to go with them out to other places. So we'll start with you, Che. Which one of these is a worse minor childhood inconvenience to you?
They're both pretty bad because you don't have control over either. Like you get assigned what you're assigned for lunch periods. And then, if you're too young to go out, There are some annoying stores to go to for sure. Home Depot, Costco. I kind of like Costco. Probably the lunch period, just because if you're not with your friends, you're screwed. You're on an island. So I'll go lunch period.
Lunch period?
I got to go running errands, especially if your parents are shopping for like appliances or a big purchase and they're agonizing, like especially back in the day before the internet, and they'd have the coupon books and be agonizing over. And then I remember like instead of going somewhere fun like Six Flags or something, I remember getting dragged to like the Philadelphia Home Show.
Oh,
it was like an appliance convention, like shit like that all the time. And just like. I remember mentally being like, I'm going to be the worst human they've ever encountered today, like steeling myself to suck to make them suffer. Is that psychopath?
No.
I don't think so.
Okay. But yeah, so that's the one I'm going with. Like sticks out.
I hate the beach. And when I was a kid once, they brought me there and I just stayed in the car the entire time they were there.
Where?
I was so stubborn. They went to the beach and I just stayed in the car like an abused dog or something.
Oh.
I stayed in the car the entire time they were there, like 3 hours.
Oh, you're a dickhead.
Yeah.
How old were you?
It's probably like 11, 12 or something like that.
Were the windows
down? Go to the beach?
Yeah. I was like, I'm not going. You guys can drag me there. I ain't getting out of the car.
What did you do in the car? Game Boy?
Died, I guess.
Like, died, probably.
Slowly roasted. Clemmer.
Yeah. So I went to a smaller school, so we didn't have too many lunch periods. It wasn't until high school did we encounter that. And even then, you always had friends there because there were only so many options. But I got dragged to so many like craft stores, like Michael's or all. Like, I remember my mom also went through this like phase where she liked the forest, like she liked to plant in flowers and shit. So I got dragged to all these greenhouses. It was just awful. It was so many places I never wanted to go.
So running errands for you?
You said a bunch of nothing there. you got a bunch of lunch periods.
You do not want to kick this hornet.
No, I do, because I've been fighting with them all day today.
You don't want the wrath.
You're sitting in the seat, Francis.
You know what?
Crucified.
Sorry, Mr. Clemmer.
Yeah, there we go.
Keep going.
Apology not accepted.
The second major crucifixion that he's witnessed live.
He was the soldier that stabbed with the spear and the water came out.
Yeah.
Why don't we write INRI on the sign? I'm working on my Clemmer impression.
That was kind of good.
We've been hanging out way too much.
That was really good.
I realized, like, I think it was last week, I was like, I've outside of work, I had 3 days in a row of Clemmer, and I was having the time of my life.
Yeah.
I needed a break.
That's
I got
great
exhausted.
Hang.
Great yeah. hang.
He's a great hang. I hated Lowe's as a kid, or like Home Depot. Yep.
There was a glimmer of hope. Like, there would be something to play with.
Yeah.
Lowe's?
Right.
There was like maybe the big carts that you could push around, but then you got but I hated it. I remember going to Lowe's like fucking, it felt like every day. With that being said, kind of in the same vein, I went to a smaller school where there were two different classes. Like if you're in seventh grade, there's two seventh grade teachers. And if you got split from your friends there, you couldn't be friends anymore. I remember my seventh grade year, I lost Ryan Nauman, Nathan McFadden, and Brandon Wilson. I'd fucking be friends with Jordan West. So
that sounds like an up. No offense to the other three, but that sounds like an upgrade.
Well, I lost my crew, so I had to go to Jordan West.
Gotcha.
So you went to Lowe's every day, and you weren't a 5'6" brunette in the Jersey Shore? got there.
Oh, damn good. That was damn good. I'm going lunch periods.
Lunch periods?
Yeah.
2-2 right now.
I didn't have a big crew.
There was usually a consolation prize with the errands, whether it was a candy bar in the checkout aisle or maybe McDonald's on the way home. But if you didn't get to sit next to your boys at the lunch table or in class, that was such a semester ruiner almost.
Yeah, I would.
You didn't. Right. The emphasis.
Good delivery.
The emphasis
that was good delivery.
You weren't done speaking.
Yeah, I'm going with the seating arrangements.
You're right with like the trinkets, even the home shows that Kate brought up. If I had a yardstick, I was pretty happy.
It was still fine. These. This is pre-phones when you can get entertained pretty easy.
Oh, I take all the swatches.
Swatches. I loved going through paint swatches.
That was swatches. Good. My dad would drag me to like auto shop places, like the parts store. I would just like hang out by the air freshener.
Oh, with your dad, it was always fine.
Mm-hmm. But he's still like looking at air fresheners. I'm like, this sucks.
Boring
this
dad.
Is not what I want to be doing with my life.
Air fresheners are awesome.
I love air fresheners.
I know, but they're fun for the first like 5 minutes, but then you smell them all and you're like, all right, do I smell them again? Do I rank them? I mean, I'm so bored. I just want to be home.
My crew I rolled with, we called ourselves Deathlehem because we lived in Bethlehem, West Virginia. And we all wore necklaces. We all wore chains, but we had a different scented air freshener on the end.
That's so That's, I was going to make fun of that.
If you would have came to Baytree, Dylan.
You wouldn't survive.
Scott Slater, Dylan Mangino, Colton. They would all beat you guys.
Shit, you had Colton?
Not Colton. Okay, Dylan.
That's
Dylan
what I fucking thought.
You.
No. Okay, I had Vincent Gu and Cleveland Gaines and Josh Marino. Yeah, he's the biggest Chinese.
Josh Marino's a wild. Yeah, those are wild cards. Yeah.
My crew was insane, and we all looked. Dude, I'm a giant Chinese guy, the only black guy in town. And Josh Marino, who had a scar on his forehead from diving in a shallow end of a pool.
Yeah. So,
my cool. crew assembled looked like the cover.
Yeah,
of
it's,
book.
It's a good
United card. Nations of wheeling. Yeah.
Seriously. Okay, so we're 3-2 in favor of the bad seating arrangement. Mook.
Yeah. The bad lunch period is way worse because the errand, the consolation prize, like going to Target, getting like a pack of like Pokemon cards for being a good boy, getting a video game.
You were always a good boy. I know it.
I was a bad boy. Oh. I was a bad boy. You take me to Macy's, I'm acting up. But if you take me to Target, dude, I'm having a good time.
You're always a good. You're still terrified of disappointing your parents.
I am, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So, were you hiding in like those circular clothing racks at Macy's?
Yeah. Oh yeah,
yeah, that was fun. That was fun,
dude. I did that when I was way too old, and I came out right in front of a girl I had a crush on. Worst. Those are. I might get one of those for my apartment. House, yeah. Yeah.
Dude, going those to shirts.
Going to Macy's and
just hiding in the shirts.
Hey, what's up?
Feeling up the mannequins.
Oh, man.
Oh yeah.
You got no one in the area in like your department, and you got a nice mannequin titty in front.
Oh yeah.
Of you?
It's like what is this?
Yeah. See what it feels
what's
like.
This made of.
I've never seen this, but bad lunch period by mile.
Bad lunch period, mush.
Bad lunch period.
Lunch periods being. Assigned seating was wicked.
I never had
I think we did a couple
in high school, but
I was friends with the lunch lady. I was friends with the weirdest probably people all the time. But you guys didn't like go to Home Depot and Healy around?
Healy.
Home Depot was the
Home
best
Depot
place to Healy.
Yeah.
And they
yeah, the best floor.
Best floor.
For that, yeah.
Yeah, errands I always found something fun to do.
You're right.
So I never really minded the errands. But the lunch period is really fucked up. Like, you cannot be in, like, your friend group anymore at all, because that's where everything went down.
Everything. Oh,
and they tell stories about stuff later that you weren't there for?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
My boys started a club that I wasn't in.
No!
You don't want to be the guy, like, you had to be there for that.
Yeah.
You don't want to be that guy.
All right, so the bad seating arrangement's going to move on. The number 12 seed running errands with the parents loses. That was Clemmer's.
This is good. If the rest are anything like this is going to be a tough episode.
Yeah. Now we got the number 4 seed. This is grocery shopping with your mom and she bumps into a friend and talks forever.
Oh.
And
there's nothing you can
there's a lot that makes.
Oh god.
There's like a couple different people submitted this and they had different addendums to it, and one person mentioned that always seems to happen very close to checkout, like right
I forgot back. About this. It's a phenomenon.
Yeah. How it works out though.
Oh, and they would do it on purpose with people they barely knew.
Who would text each other? Had to.
They weren't even texting at the time.
They were house
it would orchestrate
them.
It.
Yeah, there was no way they ran into him every time.
And that's going up against the number 13 seed. You're better looking or a cooler friend wearing the same clothing item that you bought the same day. So like you bought a new brand new pair of like whatever Jordan, something like that. And they also wear that new pair the same day that you're debuting it.
I don't think I've ever had that happen to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. A cooler person wearing something that you have.
That would pump me up. That means this is a cool item.
Me too. I'm like, all right, I'm on the right track.
Be bad for them.
Yeah. I would be very happy with that.
Well, let's see how people feel. Right. Mush, you're up first.
I'm for sure going with the bumping into with your mom. Because those conversations don't end, ever. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's always in the weirdest aisle, too. It's never in the cereal aisle or the candy
it's
aisle.
It's always next to the fucking tampons. Or, like, the lingerie aisle at the
pharmacy or something.
Have you ever accidentally wandered into the lingerie as a kid in, like, Walmart? Oh,
I would be depressed for the entire duration I was in that aisle. Like, I couldn't just leave and go to another aisle.
Yeah, because you'd be rude if you left. And you don't know, like, and you can't interject into the conversation because you don't actually care.
Talking about stuff that you don't want to talk
and
about.
And if they had a kid there also with them that you didn't like, that was even worse.
Like daughter
didn't...
that you were afraid of?
Yeah. Dude, I was afraid of so many daughters.
So
that was my biggest fear as a kid, is daughters.
Yeah.
It's one for bumping into the friend, Mook.
Yeah, two for bumping into the friend. That is a nightmare. You're kind of stuck in like the upside down at that point. There's no getting out. And the cooler friend thing, like that is like they said, like it's a sign of like, okay, you're doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. You're wearing the right clothes. So bump it in to the friend.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's a pool, whoever decided that one. I forgot about it entirely. Or the, when they would leave at the when we were checking out, they had to go. They forgot an item. And they left you solo there.
Branded, yeah. Yeah.
You're also an insane person if you associate with someone cooler than you. You should never have a cooler friend.
Everyone should be less cool.
You
than
should always have to. You never. You always need to make sure that no one could be cooler than you. And like,
so you don't want to be the reacher, basically.
No, no. Let them.
No, you always
want
to be with the cooler people.
No.
Yes.
Oh, this is your submission.
Wait, have you ever lost your mom at the grocery store?
Yeah.
And had to like go up to the front and then they like call her name out?
Yeah.
I've
never been that lost.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been that lost.
That is embarrassing. Yeah.
I think I told that story, this story before, but I'm terrified my mom out of lingering too long because of that little person that kept walking in the aisles with us. And then like you know, like you keep tracing back and forth with people in the aisles because like you're both going from the same direction. We kept passing this little person that was going by us, and at one point I stopped her and I said, "You're not a real lady."
And
my mom was like, "I'm so sorry," and ran us out.
You're outing yourself as being a monster of a child.
Ken Jack was just a racist when he was eight. He just, any black person walked by, let's get out, because Ken Jack's gonna say crazy shit.
One time there was a guy that walked by with one arm, and my parents just ran me the other direction. And they were like, "No, not even gonna wait for that." Nick.
I was annoyed, like, in the same vein as like a cooler kid wearing something, like if he knew I had it first. I remember on a dress down day in school, I wore a Pillsbury Doughboy shirt, and then the next dress down day, I started a trend. Everybody was wearing Pillsbury Doughboy shit. Joseph Nider, Logan Seidler, both.
No, Joseph Nider never did that.
They came in wearing Pillsbury Doughboy t-shirts, and I was pissed off because that was like my thing. Your mom talking to somebody in the grocery store was the longest thing ever. And then the only form of entertainment you had was like, did you guys have those like red machines in the aisle where
coupons?
You could pull out the coupons?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I would just I'd pull those out. They'd be blinking, begging to be tugged.
Yeah. Yep.
you weren't allowed. So those, it happened every time at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Every time.
Clever.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't have older siblings, so if I was wearing the same clothes as like a cool kid, I would feel good because I never knew like what to do. Like, I never knew which stores to go to. I was always like very clueless in the mall, like where to go. So if I matched with somebody, I'd be so happy. The worst was the mom running into stuff. Like, you had two aisles of like two places you could go to save yourself at a supermarket. The cereal aisle or like the magazine aisle.
He's right.
If it's not
Ed
those
right.
aisles, like
Ed right.
yep. Correct.
And like anywhere else, you're fucked. So I gotta go that because just the wall. You know, you
there's
have 12 aisles
when you're in the cereal aisle that your mom sees somebody.
Please magazine or please cereal, right? And other than that, you're fucked. So yeah, definitely that one.
See, so right.
It's definitely harder for you because there's so many less people that existed.
Well, yes.
So the odds were so.
But there were more magazines back then.
Yeah.
Which is facts.
Kate.
Definitely mom conversation in the store. And even not even childhood. I remember after I dropped out of college and had to move home and I didn't have a car.
That is worse.
Oh, adult.
It's much worse.
And I'm like 19, we're in Walmart and we run into my friends, like my mom's friends who had kids like my age too. And they're bragging about what their kids are up to. And I could just feel the tension building.
Yeah. Okay, that is the worst version of this.
I remember I called it the Walmart prayer. I'd be like, please, God, this son, like, please don't let us run into anyone because I'm like,
they're like
familiar.
Asking you, like,
what are you up to? They would ask.
Your mom grocery shop?
So nice, you came home.
Oh, you're home. Yeah, you're home this weekend. And I could just feel my mom, like that was the good thing, though, that ended it. She'd be like, we got to go. But yeah, no, that was always the worst.
It's going to win, but Shay, it was your submission that's losing here.
Yes. I think it's a wash with the mom seeing her friend in the grocery store. The Roan has the exact same pair of shoes that you are currently wearing.
I was so stoked when he walked in.
Oh, you were?
I was so happy.
Oh, yeah, that's big.
Yeah.
Roan especially. He wears this Philly artist t-shirts by this Philly artist sometimes, and before I saw him wearing one, I had one, and then I saw him wear one and I was like, I'm on to something. I'm doing something cool for the first time in my life.
And so I think I've been copying Roan enough. I wore a pair of socks. He was like, I have those. And we have the same targeted ads now.
You're perfect.
I'm perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw a movie where Dylan O'Brien was playing a very cool character, and he was wearing those same brown sweatpants that Owen always wears.
Oh, yeah.
Weird shit on it.
Yeah. Yes. Owen has cool stuff.
He's cool stuff.
He's only cool. Once has someone worn the same clothes as me in the office.
Frank?
Frank Fleming.
I can tell you they weren't exactly the same.
It was. They were both Tom Seaver jerseys. You're wrong, Nick.
All right, next matchup is 8 versus the 9. The 8 seed is, I like this one, having parents that care. So not being allowed to stay out late, you're not allowed to go to certain places, can't have sleepovers, anything like that. And that's against the 9 seed, pretending to like a Christmas gift from grandparents.
Ooh.
Which is always the $10 check is always a tough one to act excited over. Che?
Pretending to like the Christmas gift. I had one uncle that would, every Christmas would give me a savings bond, which is not a check.
Least exciting.
It's not money. Yeah. It is, you have to, the rules around it, and I would just cash them early. If you wait 6 months, you can cash it for half the value.
You would do it?
Yes. To me, a $50 savings bond is completely worthless. It is worth $25 in 6 months. So, yes, I absolutely hated getting those, and you just, and that's just one example. I mean, like, whenever they tried to buy clothes, it was just a disaster.
Yeah.
So it's got to be that.
What was the first? It was the first one. My brain is jelly.
Having parents that care.
Oh, that's the one. Having parents that care. My parents, even my senior year of high school, if I was going to like a party or something like that, they would call or walk to the front door to make sure the parents were there.
Mm.
And so I would be like, fine, I'm just not even going to go.
Oh, that's bad.
Yep, because I would be so embarrassed.
And yeah.
Yeah, it was so embarrassing. And then I just got sneaky. It backfired on them big time.
Yeah.
So, but oh, it was so embarrassing. Yeah.
Remember?
I grew up in the 80s and early 90s, so like parents didn't care at all. So that's not even like on my scope of anything to worry about. What was the other one?
Pretending to like a gift from grandpa.
Yeah. So one time my Nana and Papa were awesome. I loved them so much and they were so good to me.
But.
And I was 10 and a little monster and just a piece of shit. And they gave me ice skates and I hate ice skating. I opened up, I go, I hate ice skating. I hate these ice skates. They fucking suck.
You said that.
And I was just having a tough time going family stuff at home. My dad was really sick.
Right,
I was
easy.
Just having a meltdown. Right. And I started.
All right.
I start bawling and run away, and like in my, I remember I just right before I left, I saw my Nana's face, and she seemed so sad. And I think about that like once a month.
Oh,
like, oh, geez.
There's nothing you can do to me.
All right, next, Nick, you're up.
That just broke me.
Nothing you,
God damn, I just, Jesus Christ, Clemmer.
It's real. It's true.
Yeah, we got it. It was real. All right.
It was sad.
Did you have gray hair when you were a kid too?
No. So I gotta say that one because I can't fix that.
Yeah, you do gotta say that one. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That was a must hear.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium. And everywhere else at 8 p.m.
Russ, Nick?
It hurts.
So I didn't lash out like that when I got a bad gift, but I do remember I wanted the Harry Potter book so bad. I wanted to start reading Harry Potter, and my grandma got me fucking, I haven't read a single one. She got me Prisoner of Azkaban.
Oh,
that's the third one. And she was like, go ahead and go start it. My parents were like, go start it. And I was like, oh, I'm going to fucking third. And they didn't get it, so I had to go start reading Harry Potter on Christmas at my grandma's. On an uncomfy couch with like the plastic wrap
the
on
worst.
It.
Yeah, the worst.
Making
couch.
That unsticking noise every time I like lift my arm to turn the page. I don't have a fucking clue what's going on. And I just had to do it. And my disappointment on the car ride home, I think I was a little cunt. But before I, you know, it's gifts from grandma.
Not one grandparent has had a comfortable couch.
No, they not don't. They one. Don't go for comfort.
Give a shit about that.
Ever. Yeah. All mine just sat in that kitchen table.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, never yeah. went to like did, the yeah. couch. Like, go lay down.
Plastic wrap on it.
Besides, when my, sorry,
yeah,
it's a different story. My grandma was, she was old as shit, and there was a fire in the house, and she just,
dude, what the fuck?
No, it was funny. It was a fire in the house, and my mom was on the phone. She's like, don't worry about it. I'm all good. My mom sent me. It was like a half hour fire, huge ass fire. My grandma took a nap.
In the fire?
And I took it. I put out the fire, and she just said nothing. We never talked about it after that.
Oh,
I got to show you this picture. She just was sleeping and smoke all over her face. She didn't. It is unbelievable.
You never spoke about it with her?
What the fuck?
Pass it down.
What am I looking at?
Pass it down.
That's just a bunch of smoke on my grandma's face when she took a nap in the fire. It's unbelievable.
So rude.
Oh my god.
It's going up on for the YouTubers. We will have to put this up.
Oh, send that shit. To Jesus. Oh, she was just sleeping, bro. The full on fire. Like the whole kitchen had to get gutted. And I took a picture of her and left.
Old people are always cold. It was probably the first time she was comfortable in like 15 years.
Yeah. Holy shit. Aww.
Yeah. That's some good stuff.
KB.
For me, it was the parents who cared, the curfews, the bedtime.
Your bedtime was insane. We talked about all the
time. Sweets in the house.
What was your bedtime? Yeah.
Like eight, right after Rugrats.
Oh, so
it was
time
still
that?
Like it wasn't fully in the summers. I'd be going to bed when it was still light out.
Oh. Yep, same.
How do you go to like? How do you sleep?
Not, while I heard my neighbors playing, my much younger neighbor.
That was me.
In retrospect, she was unintentionally. That was biohacking, and it was great for dopamine conservation.
Biohacking.
Yeah.
Shit.
Mook.
Parents that care by a mile. I was always jealous of like the shitty parents.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
The best.
We're so
like,
jealous.
Letting the worst parent, like the shittiest human beings.
Like giving their kid like a handle of Tito's and have a good night in the basement. Just don't drive home. Like we'll drive you home. Like those parents. So the Christmas gift thing, it's almost funny. Like my grandma has gifted me the same pair of pajama pants from her retirement home gift shop for the past 15 years, and I'm just like, this is a bit at this point. So. Parents,
your,
for sure.
Your grandma's retirement home has a gift shop.
Oh yeah,
that's so funny. I want some merch.
I'll hook it up.
Yeah,
yeah.
Marty, gonna break the tie.
No, it's parents that care. I think it's fun to get bad gifts and then get in the car to home and talk shit about it.
And then
I
rip on
it.
Yeah,
shit about gifts that you get.
Returning
never
it,
good.
I always felt a pang of guilt returning it, but then it was awesome just to have like the store credit.
Mm-hmm. So Nick had the losing selection here.
Yeah,
by one vote, it is going to be parents that having parents that don't care. That's going to move on.
Do care?
Yeah. So now we have the one versus the 16 seed Chain. We'll do the Chain first. Okay. First, we have when your parents put mustard on your windowsill so you can't eat it. Huge inconvenience. Oh,
Stephen Che used to chew on his windowsill, so to prevent that, his parents would rub mustard on the windowsill.
Or maybe you want to eat the sill more.
Because he hates mustard.
He loves, he loves the taste of sill.
If I saw you
mustard
chewing on a window, I'd drop you to the doorstep. I'm leaving. I'm letting my kid go. You can't. What are you chewing on?
It was the paint. Yeah, because it was also Matchbox cars. So I would like chew. I would like
was it
eat
the
paint off
the
of Matchbox.
What? The taste or the so texture? Like what about?
I don't remember.
He's like just, that dude's all, like, he's like that dude's grandpa that got into the yogurt.
Yeah. I thought it would be like the chewiness of the wood or something. This is so much worse.
No, I think it was the paint. Like I don't think it was really a wood thing. It was just like I had
addicted
to get to the paint, so the wood was.
They had put the edible mustard onto the.
What kind of mustard? Spicy or?
It was like spicy brown.
Yeah, the Gouldens.
Yeah,
it's not cheap.
After that. This one, I need an explanation for this one. It's from Mush. The kid who sits next to you in class who has leaking ears.
Yeah.
What?
You know what's crazy?
That's the most somber ever.
Yeah, it's tough because I feel bad, but it's crazy that supposedly he owns a pizza restaurant. Dave just did a pizza review there.
No.
I saw him, and that's what just it did it.
Oh, about
it
was,
but wait,
promo
what do you mean?
Him real well here.
Leaky ear.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Wax?
He doesn't have it anymore, but he would have liquid wax that would just start flying out of his and we would just be like, and if you sat next to him, it's like the worst day ever. I feel terrible, but it's just something that really, since I saw him on that video, I said, oh my God, I call him my friends. Yeah.
Leaky. Literal, like leaking.
It was like
liquid
wax. It was like,
he wouldn't clean. What color was it?
It was a problem. He didn't even know it was coming out. I think his ears were numb. Like he didn't. It was yellow. It was like gold yellow. Wild.
That does sound very inconvenient.
Very inconvenient.
You also put toilets.
Yeah, I had a toilet problem. I liked flushing things. I flushed my mom's engagement ring down the toilet.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah.
No.
Yep. They'd be, and then I would flush everything. And then because it is kind of, it's like a magic trick. It still is. Still incredible. Like, where's it?
Yeah, it is. It's a great trick.
And then I used to put Fruit Loops in there and aim.
Oh, yeah.
What was the inconvenience?
Just that being there.
Yeah.
Like, it's just
like, I was like, a convenience.
I don't totally get it.
No, it's the alternative.
Like, I could, it's just, I would throw everything in there. It's a real problem for me.
Che, you had the girl that you have a crush on likes your brother.
Yeah, that would suck.
Wait, so
this happened to you?
No, it did not. No, but I was trying to put myself in a regular teenage American.
Yeah, I don't have a brother, but I don't have a brother. Would suck.
I have two younger
brothers. Especially if you have an older brother.
Yes.
That's, it's done. Yes. Yeah.
Dude, like, her liking your younger brother.
Oh, that would break devastating.
that happened to me at a family party.
What?
A side of my family set up this girl who wasn't related to us, just a heads up, with my younger brother instead of setting her up with me. And I was like, what the fuck?
What age is she?
This was like 3 months ago. Yeah.
Well, what was her age and what was your age?
I think she was like 24. I was 25.
And how old your brother?
22.
Yeah, you got it. You
should have got first.
Got to say something about that.
I got wrecked.
Holy shit. Yeah. And then the last one from Che also.
Is your brother hot?
Yeah, he's like Italian.
Wait, what happened to you?
I don't fucking know, dude.
Your brother?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's like Italian. Yeah. Black hair?
He has brown hair, dark brown hair. He gets tan. And he like boxes and fucking, I don't know. He's just a completely different human
being. Are you okay?
We're doing trauma on this episode. So
and Jack has a hot brother too.
I have two hot brothers actually.
The Marine, the hot Marine brother.
I have a hot Marine brother.
Yeah.
Do they have good hair?
Yeah, both of them do.
Oh,
my middle brother has impeccable hair.
What a scumbag. That's so annoying.
Yeah. And they're all both taller than me too.
Oh God.
Better. Yeah. It's some great stuff.
This is a good one. Shit. That would break me.
Yeah, pizza being out, pizza day being all out of pizza, the last slice goes right before you.
Mm.
Is this
a
situation that's happened?
It was almost, we would only get one anyway, though, and that was more of a tease than getting none.
Mm.
You'd get one? Oh. Okay.
Yeah, that's also,
so cheap.
Actually, no, you had to order. Your parents would have to do.
Are you talking about at lunch?
One or two, yes.
Yeah, same.
And they would never run out.
Oh, yes, they would.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yes.
Oh, I went to a small...
You're talking about like the cafeteria pizza.
It was like the
squares,
the day. So what did you have to get?
Oh, no, I'm talking about like they would order from like Domino's.
Okay. Mine would not do that. Just the Elio's pizza, which sucked. So, all right, so we have to vote among the Che in. When your parents put mustard on your windowsill, the kid who sits next to you with leaky ears, toilets, girl you have a crush on likes your brother, and then pizza day. So we'll start with you, Mush. Which one of these do you want to represent the 16 seed?
I'm calling with the ears. You guys have no idea.
We really don't.
It's true.
Because you don't know when it's going to start either.
Wait, it was like intermittent? Like,
yeah, it wouldn't just go all day. It would just randomly.
Jesus.
Going brother crush, it hurts. It's, it's personal.
Brother crush.
Yeah, but the ear thing sounds like the worst thing to happen, but the biggest, the brother crush.
Brother crush.
My best friend growing up was like a brother to me and significantly better looking than I am. So every time I would talk to a girl, they'd just be like, who is that? Who's that?
Can you hook me up with him?
Yeah. So, I'm going
brother crush. Clemmer.
When I was in elementary school and junior high, I was terrified when I was taking a shit that somebody older than me would kick the door down and beat the shit out of me. This is a fear of mine.
Hey, pussy, you shitting?
Sounds insane.
Taking a piss in there a little bit.
I was really scared.
I told you not to shit.
This was any time I had a grade above me. It was never anyone in my own grade, but I was really afraid someone was going to kick in the stall and just start beating me up. It was a real... So I poop as fast as I can. So I got to say toilets. Bourne?
I didn't see toilet.
Hey, let's go.
Yeah, I mean,
toilets are scary.
It gave me so much anxiety. I was so nervous.
I've never heard of someone having that fear.
Aww. And there was no reason to have it. It was complete. Like, it never once even come close to happening.
What about like when people knocked on the stall while you're in there? Did that like scare you?
That happened so rarely. No, it was more like someone kicking in the door. That's what I was afraid of.
Gate.
I will say there was a girl on my bus in elementary school who had, it wasn't liquid, but the wax like came out to the like there was so much that I viscerally like remember when you said, I was like, I knew a waxy ear kid. Yeah. And it stick, like I can see it, like I can still, it's
ruined
in my
your
head.
Day.
But I'm going to have to go. I had a brother, but I had a girl who lived across the street from me. We were the same age, and guys always went for her. So I'm going to say that one, like the sibling, hotter sibling.
So, Che, your one's going to get through, but which one would you vote for?
Brother crush, that would be.
Yeah, brother crush.
All right, so the Brother Crush is going to move on, and it's going to go up against our number one seed of the day. Having to rely on your parents for your social life, which means, like, anytime you want to go to a friend's house, parents have to drive you. They have to sign off on it. They have to do this. If you want to go to this event, parents got to bring you. Parents got to sign off on it. Your entirety of the anything you want to do needs to be signed off by your parents.
Yeah.
Major inconvenience, especially if they are parents that do care. So, Steve.
I'm going to say Brother Crush, because I feel like that's most parents, like not all parents, but like they are aware of your whereabouts. Not necessarily like signing off, but being like, all right, yeah, whatever. Like, I don't think it's like crazy for them to be not helicopter, but like very in the know. So I'm going to say Brother Crush.
Brother Crush, Kate.
I'm going with parents running your social life. Is that I like grew up in the boonies kind of, and not so, but like on the other, all my friends lived on the other side of our school district. So it'd be like a 30-minute drive to get to the neighborhood where all my friends were. And my parents would be like, sorry, we don't feel like doing that today. And I'm like, it's not my fault. You chose to live in like the bumfuck whatever. So I'd be like 16, like playing in the creek at the bottom of my neighborhood. Like, what the fuck else am I going to do before I got my license? That's the one. Yeah.
Gotcha. Clemmer.
I moved from New York, Long Island, to New Hampshire. I went from having like HBO to living on a dirt road in a matter of one summer. It was awful. And
I need your biography. Something, there's things that happen.
Awful. And like, so I was like 4 miles away from the nearest store. So I needed my parents are pretty good about like bring me places, but there were so many times I remember waiting for them to come pick me up, or I would just be stuck somewhere and just like having, right, like they controlled everything. And that was just, it was awful, especially those years in New Hampshire. So I got to say that.
You ever do the collect call where it's like,
all the time.
Hey, I'm at the YMCA, come get me right now.
I'm ready to be picked up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nick?
Yeah, it was that. And if my parents were like a second late, yeah, I was such an asshole.
Yeah.
Such a dickhead. I loved to roll my eyes at my parents when I was a kid. And just like, ugh. I would just growl at my parents.
So
all
disrespectful.
Ugh. Oh, I spoke to them for like 10 years. Yeah, that.
Relying on the parents, KB?
Yeah, that. Nothing to add.
Yeah. Relying on parents. I missed out. Like, you ever have like, you're trying to have a sleepover with your buddy and you're like trying to convince your mom
to stay
and then you put your mom on the phone with their mom and it's like a whole fucking thing. Yeah, so parents for sure.
I feel like once you get mom talking to mom, you're in the clear.
Yeah.
That was like the light at the end of the tunnel.
But that would like piss my mom off.
Oh yeah,
she would come to pick me up and be like, what the fuck are you doing?
I hate talking to her.
Why are you making me look like a bitch to Karen?
Marty?
I'm going with parents as well. The worst is when they would pick you up and then like you're wanting to leave and then they go in and talk to the parents as well, and then you're just waiting there for another fucking hour and just don't want to be there anymore.
Yeah. All right, on the other side we have the 6 versus the 11. The 6 seed, pretty simple, not having money, huge detriment as a child. If you can't buy things you want, there's nothing you can do to gain more if your parents don't want you to have money. So not having money, going up against the number 11 seed. I'm not going to say who submitted it. Having red hair.
Yo, this is easy.
So not having money or having red hair. Marty.
Not even close. Having red hair. Not even close.
You would rather have $0.
My parents never gave me money, and it's just like, let's be honest, when you don't see a single human being in your life and there's that one kid who has red hair, you're like, there's something wrong with that guy.
Why did I fucking submit?
It's a good one, though. It's a good one. I knew one redhead kid. His name was Eddie Murphy.
No fucking way.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, that is a redheaded name.
It is such a redhead name.
Yeah, I know.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, it's true.
Irish name?
Yeah. It makes complete sense.
He went by Eddie. He didn't go by Eddie.
Oh, it was always Eddie Murphy.
He had the whole thing, you have to say.
It was always that. He was that kid. You ever have a kid who couldn't pronounce R's?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's like, look at that squirrel. Like, get to give me a quail.
He was one of those. Yeah.
So that's one of you.
Oh, my God. So one for having red hair.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how this is an 11 seed, dude. What the? I mean, you lose every argument as a kid. You get into like an argument, they just pull out a trump card. You're a redheaded freak. Fuck off. And then South Park changed my life.
South Park had to be
ruined. You
so much damage.
Ruined. Yeah. And the Gingers Have No Souls kid.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
let's also say the Murdaws didn't help.
Yeah, that recently.
That was bad PR. That was bad PR. But yeah, the redheaded thing.
You got to change PR for redheads.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. If you were just a girl, you'd be lusted after.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but there's a lot of bad girls that are... never mind, I'm not going to speak on that. But yeah, you are like a Pokemon at that point. It's like, I want to check that off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Maybe?
He's right. You, with no money, you survive in advance. It's kind of thrilling.
Mm-hmm. Having red hair, though. Scott?
Just the position you're in as a child.
Yeah.
Be the probably the only one in your class or one of the few.
And you can't, like, be friends with other redheads, because then it's just weird.
How does that work? Do you have any redheaded friends?
Holy shit, I didn't even think about
ever
that.
Ever had?
I have had it, but when you're together, it's like, you look around, you're like, oh, people are looking at us for sure. Yeah.
I never even thought of it. I've never seen two redheads, like, in the same room.
Me neither.
I will.
I think I've ever seen you and Francis, like, next to each other once.
Yeah, we don't really... We keep a business.
That's so funny. Holy shit.
When I'm drunk, though, if I do see a guy at the bar with like the same hair as me, I'll be like, what up, dude?
Yeah,
let's keep walking.
The Jeep wave.
Yeah.
All right. So we got three for red hair. Nick?
My allowance when I was younger, I only had an allowance for a very short period of time, but it was magnets. I would get a different magnet at the end of the week.
Oh my God.
And my parents bought this big magnet kit, and I would just get a different magnet at the end of the week for doing chores. That was awesome. It's way better than current.
Oh, magnets were your allowance.
Yes.
I thought you were spending your allowance.
No. I was getting magnets.
You had a lot of magnets, too.
At the end of the week.
I should, too.
My fridge was covered in them.
Hundreds of magnets.
It was covered in them?
My fridge was covered in magnets.
Yeah.
And that's not too weird.
No, that's for everyone. It's not
like play magnets.
Anymore,
they were like the horseshoe-shaped ones, like... Like fun science magnets.
I
was fine having no money, but being red, I'm borderline. I could sometimes be like with my beard. My sister is strawberry blonde. She dodged a bullet.
a bullet.
But yeah, it's got to be red hair. Yeah. You can't win an argument as a child, and a lot of childhood is arguing.
Mm-hmm.
I got red hairs in my beard sometime, and even that scares me.
Viking blood.
I love talking about it. It's like he's just sitting here like this.
Yeah.
He's not, he knows.
I've heard all of this before.
Yeah, that's the thing. You can't
you
hurt
submitted
him.
That.
I'm numb. Yeah.
One of the few groups you can still be very racist to and get away with.
I'm pushing.
No problem.
I'm pushing for the college app like checkbox.
Yeah. Clemmer.
You can always get money. Like whether it be like, aluminum cans, you find it inside the road, obviously ask your parents. None of your friends have money either. But I mean,
aluminum can.
You don't have a lot of other options the other way around, so you gotta go red hair.
Yeah, I could see you with a big garbage bag walking around.
Got like the stink with
more
that.
Well, back then, you joke around. Like in the 80s, it's 5 cent deposit. It's still a 5 cent deposit. But back then, 5 cents could go a little further.
Mm-hmm.
So like it made sense to do the deposit. Now
if I change it to like a dollar deposit, I'd be going collecting things and shit.
Like 5 cents then is like what? Like 15 cents now. I'm just saying.
Or I don't know. Kate?
So when I was in middle school and started getting crushes, like I honed in on redheads so hard and was like Prince Harry, like redheads became my thing.
Oh, he was hot.
Prince Harry, but the redheads, you're either very hot. There's like no middle.
Yeah,
no.
Holy shit. He's the one today.
Kay is the best at this. Queen of sneak disses.
Yeah, exactly. Like sleeper agent disses.
Wait, the earmuffs for this next part because looking back.
Put your earmuffs on.
Looking back, I think it's because I had like. I was an go to and I low self esteem and I was like, at least I know I could get a redhead. it was like that I knew where the bar was awesome. For me, and so that's where I set my sights.
Would you ever dye your hair?
Yeah.
I thought about it.
I thought he had to. I thought it was a punishment from the tongue.
We want you to dye it black.
Yeah.
Thought about that.
Eyebrows stay.
I thought about it.
I'd be fine with you going like brown and eyebrows brown.
I just don't want to like fuck up my hair.
What do you mean?
What, really?
Fuck off. I thought about like bleaching it at one point. My mom was like, don't do
that. I don't think that would look has anyone ever pulled that off? Any redheads?
White for that.
I don't know. I
think love like Ed Sheeran?
No, not Ed Sheeran. I'm a big Prince Harry guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was
Andrew Santino also.
Oh, he's, yeah, he's been doing great. He's for helpful. You guys.
Is your facial hair red?
I don't know. It like that? Doesn't come in really. It gets
who's
like
a spokesman for redheads.
You see a ball.
Who's the spokesman for like ginger redheads?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to take charge.
Ed Sheeran.
Probably hear so much shit on Santino Sunny Days
is and like close.
Carrot Top. Carrot Top. I get Santino's the one that I want to like rise up.
Yeah.
And keep getting bit. Whatever.
Who's in the top redhead celebrities? There's not a lot.
No.
Shockingly. The dude from Band of Brothers and then like
he rocks.
Oh, he's great.
Cool. Damian Lewis, yeah.
I just watched that. So good.
And he's supposed White. To be the
Sean
next James
been
Bond.
Great for you guys.
Huge for you guys.
Who did he end up marrying? Nina Dobrev? No. Who
did
he?
Someone big.
He did attractive. Pretty well. Yeah.
He had to wear a helmet though. That helped hurt. But regardless,
it was flying out the back.
Yeah.
Threw it out.
Flying tomato.
Yeah. It did help.
Did you ever grow your hair out?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You gotta try everything.
I looked like Chucky, dude. It was
dude, you could either mean the Rugrat or the Killer Doll.
I get compared to a different redhead every day.
Oh yeah. What I think is the one redhead is Conan.
Conan.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's Conan made redhead is cool.
Yeah.
There's good redheads.
Yeah.
Oh, hair. Fucking Seth Green. Seth Green's a great redhead.
Oh, there's so many. I feel like there's a pressure to be funny, too.
Hey, I don't want
to
hear anything.
Okay. Yeah, I think Rich.
You're very handsome.
Sound like my grandma.
Che.
As a kid, if you had red hair, you could be winning like a verbal sparring session, and the person could just be like, shut up, Firebush, and it is over.
Fire
self-esteem is destroyed, and that just sticks with you.
Yeah,
it's gotta be.
God, Mook. Yeah, you're right.
Just
yeah,
no soul. Yeah. Like you have no soul, and that's the end of it.
You learn to just not care. Mm. I've given up on caring about anything now because of that. Yeah,
trial by fire, I guess. Now we have the 3 versus the 14. The 3 is having to go to church or religion class. I think, I don't know who here is Catholic, but CCD was fucking
brutal.
Worst. Yeah. It'd be like all school's done if you did anything after school. Like I had to do like soccer after school, and then I'd have to go to CCD after that. It was just absolute pain. And that's up against the number 14 seed, which is not being tall enough for a ride. Not going to say who submitted it. Not saying who submitted it. Che.
CCD class definitely sucked, but you're in it with like
I didn't submit that
year.
Shit.
You weren't even tall enough to go to the fucking
everyone looking at me. Everyone's looking at me.
In CCD class, you're with like peers and some, and like I feel like most of the time friends, because it's like parent organized. I think
I got left back in CCD, so I was with the grade below me.
Jesus, left back in CCD.
I didn't go to any classes.
Like I was in CCD with a bunch of my friends, so it wasn't that bad. Getting not allowed to be on a ride because you're too short, there's nothing you can do. And your friends get to go on the ride. Everyone, your family, anyone you're with at the park gets to go but you. That would be just traumatized. That, like, you can't come back from that. That sucks. There's a little wooden
50 other rides to go run off and frolic in the, you're having a blast.
Mm. And you're tall enough to go on those?
Then you get to go on another. There's always stuff to do.
But the ones that you need to be tall for, the best.
Right.
There's always options.
Teacups?
You're having the time of your life.
Oh, getting turned onto the teacups after like getting denied on Kingdom.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah. Can't do that. Kate?
I'm going to have to go with the church one. Obviously, because Sunday mornings was me and my brother would play Mario on Nintendo, and it was before you could save. Mm. And I just remember at church, we'd be getting so far, and I remember church, like a looming cloud was coming, 10:15, and we'd always be like right towards, you know, and we'd have to go to church. It was just like the rest of the day was screwed because you had church, then Sunday school, and yeah.
1-1, Clemmer.
My father was intrigued by like the concept of Christianity and like theology. So we would bounce from a different.
Yeah, was he? Was it on his radar?
Fucking Peter.
We would spend like we'd spend a year being Baptist, and we'd spend a year doing Roman Catholic stuff. Then we'd spend.
Oh, he switched to around.
Yeah, he's like, I want to get the full gamut. He's like, this is interesting.
The sampler platter of Christianity.
Your upbringing is the weirdest.
It's so fucking bizarre.
So because of this, like, I would be in like the Catholic stuff with my friends, like, cool. And then I would bounce to maybe the Baptist, and I didn't have any friends there. And I'm like, fuck.
What the fuck?
In like Protestant 1 year. I was just like, fuck this. So bounce it around. They'd always be like, right, CCD was like on Wednesdays. But then like the next thing, the Baptist thing was on Sunday. So now I'm missing football. And Wednesdays, maybe I'm missing a good TV show. I just felt like I was being jostled around. I didn't like it. My dad says, the second you're 15, you don't need to worry about you know, which one you go to anymore. But he died then, so then it was like it didn't matter anyway.
All right, Clemmer. What the fuck is going on?
He won.
Are you the one who picked this topic? No, okay.
Oh, he picked the general topic.
Yeah, yeah. That's
Yeah.
I feel like this
he wanted to talk to somebody about something. Yeah, that's basically like what he's doing.
Going to therapy, yeah. Nick.
So I went to a Catholic school, but I wasn't Catholic. I was a Lutheran, so I still had to go to the classes afterwards.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It was a small class with all the homeschooled kids of the area. And I just remember there was one girl. Every time like you would yawn or like open your mouth, she would go and exhale into your mouth.
What the fuck? It was terrifying.
So what I did was I ripped her off for her Charizard, first edition, and I still fucking have it.
Oh, yeah.
For you.
So I'm thankful for those classes, so I will go with... What was the other one?
Not being tall enough for the ride.
Oh, I'm not a ride guy, so I take it back. Those classes.
Classes.
I'm afraid of rides.
3-1.
Don't do it.
There was no longer hour of life than church. And there was nothing you could do. True. There was no constantly you had to think about things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that.
Fucking stop ending without ending your sentence, you fuck. You asshole. Yeah. Mook.
Church, easy. My parents were like trying to get me involved for some like healthy, you know, activities. And they would force me to go to like night school or not night school, but like youth group or whatever. So church by a mile.
Church by a mile?
Church by a mile. What's the one where you're in second grade and you gotta tell like
communion?
Yeah, I think so.
Right? What's confession. The
one? Reconciliation.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. That one's the worst.
Where you're like your just... priest when you were jerking off.
Or, oh, that like, was. Like I would just like I.
Oh, I did.
Actually had to.
I told him every stroke.
I didn't.
He would just click his dentures at me back.
Yeah, no, it's for sure church. No, it's not. It's never an hour. It feels like it's at least four.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
the perception of an hour is it was insane.
My parents never let us sneak out with all the other cool families after communion.
Yeah,
it was the perfect time to
ever.
No.
I always wanted to go with them.
Just go.
And she never let me go. You're so right. Yep. Damn.
I think the confirmation classes were worse.
Confirmation classes were fucking awful.
Yeah, because I was in the basement of the church.
Yeah, me too.
Church basements were interesting.
A lot of time.
So I used to go play bingo at a church basement every Monday, and it was fucking sick.
Yeah, with the elderly?
They would get so mad at each other. Like, the cops got called once.
They don't play for fun.
Like, it was like they were arguing with each other. They don't play. And it was got high stakes. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm sure, like, you're not supposed to gamble.
It feels like it's against the
spirit. Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Okay, so the church is going to move on. Now we have the number 7 seed versus the 10. The 7 seed, I just need to read it out. It's very complex. Okay. You just loaded up Tony Hawk and opened a fresh bag of potato chips. Life doesn't get better than this. Lame house friend calls home phone. Mom hands you the phone. Nasally voice, do you want to come over? Your mom said you could. In parentheses, at this moment, I really wish text messaging existed so I could think of a lie. Okay, yeah.
Yep.
So, that's your number 7 seed.
Good seed.
It's going up against the number 10 seed. Being asked to pause your video game to do something. Or alternatively, I think you could include in this, being asked to do something in a video game you can't pause.
Or if you can't save with the,
yeah. If you can't, it's a live thing. You can't save it all. Okay, so Mush.
That's tough. Someone, you also sound like World of T-Shirts and Clemmer in your accent.
Right? Nasally voice?
Yeah.
Hey. Both.
It's a compliment.
I know. I'm saying, why are you giving World of T-Shirts a hard time?
Nuts. That was like a good
impression.
Good impression.
All right.
I'm going with pausing because you're always in the best rhythm of all time when you have to pause a game. And I've never paused a game and won, ever. Mm. I've never come back to a game and won that game or whatever I was doing, ever. So I'm going pause.
For the pause, Mook?
Yeah, I'm going pause. I was the annoying kid that called the house phone and was like, can you please put Stefan on? So pause video games by a mile.
Another for the pause video games, KB?
I love that first one. The pausing, yeah, I forgot about pausing too. That's what I'm going with.
Another for pausing.
Yeah. I'm going with the first one. Mine wasn't a phone call though. Mine was the next door neighbor kid that would just walk into the home
and have it
right up to my room.
Which is good.
Playing the Spider-Man game on PS2, and he's like, "Can I play?" It's just one player.
One player.
Yeah, I just remember the games like that you couldn't pause, and you're trying to frantically explain to your parents that you can't pause it, and they don't give a fuck. You're like, no, like, I can't pause. I'm on level 8. I can't
conceptualize it. Yeah.
Like, and know? They just don't care. And you have to like walk away from the game, or like Mario says, you pause it, you can't come back. It's that. If someone loses their call, you just be like, no, I don't want to hang out with you.
Right? The amount
like,
of times I've had to walk into the store late because you can't save during a Pokemon battle on Game Boy. You have to finish the battle. And they could not get that. They're like, we'll just turn it off. I'm like, what? Are you fucking crazy? Yeah. And so like, well, I just like wander through IKEA trying to find them.
Yeah.
Nightmare.
Where you have your battery still on and you're just like praying it doesn't die.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Kate?
I feel like my parents and I had a mutual respect on the, like, I can't play right now kind of thing. Like, because my dad, his code was tell them I'm working on a project. That meant he was napping and didn't want to like deal with the neighbors. So I would always cover for my parents when they didn't want to deal with the adults in the neighborhood with certain codes. And then they would, there'd be times the little kids always wanted to come play with me because I was like fun with little kids. And I'd be like ducking under the windows and stuff. And my parents would be like, she's not home. So I'd be like, hi. So we always had a good, so I got to go with like pausing the game.
Yeah, pausing the game would be brutal. You're losing literally hours of work that a lot of times, especially if you can't save it or you don't have the memory card, was not recoverable.
You have a sibling you know is going to mess with it while you're gone or something. Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely pausing.
Pausing. All right, that's going to move on. Now we have our last.
Who suggested the other one? Who suggested the music?
KB.
Yeah, you kind of botched the delivery, but.
All right, go make your delivery. Okay, now we have our two seed last matchup, two seed versus our 15 seed, which is also chain. It's a chain game made entirely by one person submissions. So we'll start it out. So there's families who just get to live at the beach year round. Linda Ellerby.
Linda Ellerby. God damn. Nick News.
Yes, I remember that. The haircut.
She died, right?
No, still alive. She had cancer, but she survived.
Okay.
Wiz hating blunts. Seatbelt paralysis.
Why don't you just have KB deliver these, I guess? Because I know KB's the number one Ellerby hater on earth.
That's fair. I mean, that's self-explanatory. Linda, you were watching Nickelodeon, then the news came on. That was the worst. And then you would go to the beach. It was the best week of the year. It was paradise. And then you come to find out there's kids that get to live at the beach.
Yeah.
And that was tough.
That's really good.
Wiz came out. He's staunchly against smoking blunts. And if you're a blunt smoker, that was tough during the Taylor Gang era. Mm-hmm. Seatbelt paralysis. Marty, this happened to you not too long ago. I thought that stopped.
Nope. When
the seatbelt just gets stuck. And you
still happens.
Oh, okay, okay. Ah.
Where you're just going like this, it would basically jerking it off like nonstop. Yeah.
Yeah. And then when your PE teacher, okay, now we can start the game. 9 minutes later, okay, time to head to the locker room. So you get 9 minutes of total gameplay. Mm-hmm. Every trendy prank is painful as hell. There was a time when pranks were just hurting each other.
Yeah, it's true. BME playing Olympics era.
Yeah. Enough with the humping talk. Can we just talk about actual fucking?
What the fuck is that?
There was a period of time when it was all about humping. Hump, 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 hump. Let's talk about sex. Some of the liquid medicine being the equivalent of a shot of liquor without the buzz. Mm-hmm. Can we get some snacks? Yeah, go up to the kitchen and grab whatever. All right, I know damn well that you know your mom and dad are both up there.
Okay, that's the one.
Those are good.
God, one.
That was fantastic.
Oh, my God. Damn.
So among the chain game, Marty, let's start with you.
Those are all good.
Oh, you are so stupid. I love it. You are the best. The last one.
Snacks?
The snacks is, that's like... I don't want to go up there with your parents. I'm not going to be rummaging around for an oatmeal cream pie or something.
Oatmeal cream pies. There's a whole box of them. You wanted it one so bad. So you just couldn't bear up to like just say hi to his mom.
That's one for the snack.
Can you rattle them off? I forget.
Anyone stick out to you?
Linda Ellerby, Wiz hating blunt, seatbelt paralysis, the gym teacher one, trendy pranks being painful, humping.
That's a good one.
Liquid medicine.
That's a good one.
I'll go with the snack one. Also, like, if you go up to a kid's house where they have, like, shitty snacks, and then you don't end up getting anything, and they're like, what the... Aren't you hungry?
Yeah.
It's like, no, I just don't want to eat celery sticks. Yeah.
Or what about the mom that doesn't stop asking if you want something?
Oh,
yeah.
That's also inconvenient. Because then at some point, it's like, my mom's just saying, you want this? You sure you don't want this? You got to be hungry.
Well, it's good. I'll make you a plate.
Those offer a weird item, too.
Yes.
Yeah. You want a meatball? It's like, no.
The mom's always offering meatball.
Always a meatball.
I want to heat you up some old meal. Like, it's like, no, I want snacks. I want the candy in your fucking.
Got to get rid of these leftovers.
I want a cereal bar.
I want to see what snacks you have that I don't at home.
Fucking Pop Tart. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's that one. That's that one. Yeah.
Are you for the snack
I
one?
That.
I had limited TV time, and when I was watching fucking Kablam, and then Linda Ellerbee popped on afterwards, I was livid, dude. I hated that woman
so bad.
Linda Ellerbee for me.
Linda Ellerbee.
I had to go with medicine. One time, I hurt my I off this radiator, I had these stitches, and I had to have like codeine. I couldn't swallow.
Yeah, he was so fucking awful lean.
Yeah, I fell off a radiator when I was a little kid. I was trying
you
to
fell off a radiator, so you guys saw lean.
Why did they give you codeine if you fell off a radiator?
So I was recreating the end of the movie Annie when Annie's climbing up the train tracks.
Well, that makes sense.
Seen the movie, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I was trying to, because a radiator kind of looks like train tracks if you're a little kid and you have imagination. And I fell off. I split my like lip open. And then I needed stitches. And then they gave me pain pills. And I couldn't swallow pills. And I ate the codeine. And I'm like, and I was like dissolving my mouth. And I'm freaking out. And I'm like spitting out. My father's like, you can't do that. I don't know how much you've actually taken. And then I can't give you another pill. I don't want you to have too much codeine. And I remember just crying and spitting and powder all over my face. So I gotta say medicine.
Powder.
All right, this is literally powder? A therapy.
Oh, it was pill. It was in pill form.
Oh, okay.
And then it dissolved, and then I couldn't swallow because I couldn't swallow pills. Then I was freaking out. My dad's like so annoyed with me, which rightfully so. Like,
we just have an ad here called BetterHelp. You can talk to them anytime you want.
His dad was forcing codeine down his throat.
Everything turns into him crying, basically.
A lot of tears.
Pretending to be Annie.
Yeah. No, I wasn't Annie. I was Punjab. That's the man who's chasing after Annie. That's the character. I was not being Annie. I was chasing after Annie to rescue
her. Rush later. Holy shit. You're Punjab?
Yeah.
Dude, Clemmer's life is like Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
It's fine.
Okay. Snacks. I'm going with snacks.
Every other kid was playing Cops and Robbers. You're playing Annie. Punjab.
Punjab was pretty cool.
I've never seen Annie.
Stopped the Bolsheviks in the first act of the movie.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. He was ripped.
He was.
Yeah, he was really
tough. He was awesome.
Sometimes you got to be a little bit naughty.
Got it.
Is that Oliver
Annie.
Or Annie?
Annie.
What?
Oh, it was from Annie.
I don't think
music.
It was.
Yes, it is.
I believe you, I guess.
Are you sure it's not song? Oliver Twist?
No. They're both British.
I'm pretty sure it's Matilda he's going
to. Oh, fuck. Matilda.
I don't understand that reference.
Matilda?
In the movie. It
was also sang in British.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jay?
Hard Knocks Life. That's Annie.
Yeah. I fucked it up.
Yeah, you did.
So as a kid, there are so many television networks that you can watch. Nickelodeon is the pinnacle of that. So I understand the snacks one, and that's great. But you have the option to just not get snacks. Or you can go get snacks and talk to them out. With Nickelodeon and Linda Ellerbee, it shuts off, it eliminates your options, really. And you can't watch TV for the next half an hour because it's just the news and nobody wants that for kids. So Linda Ellerbee.
I'm happy as a Cartoon Network kid. Significantly less mentally stable, but we never had to watch it.
Yeah, you are definitely a Cartoon Network.
I was fucking watching Billy and Mandy. I was like, this shit rocks. Dude, Ed and Eddie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's me. That's me on screen. Okay.
I'm sorry. Who's humping?
I never knew about sex. You were just talking humping.
Carter was humping everyone.
Carter Huffman.
We're all humping the air. Everything was humping, humping, humping. Like, guys, like, there's sex out there. We don't know much about it. We should pivot to sex, to actual, fornication, to penetration. How long are we going to hump for? We're damn near 12. We're still humping. We've been humping for 4 years.
Eyes were off the prize.
I can see you talking to your friends at the lunch.
Huddle them up.
We're
like, we got to stop.
Come on, guys.
What are we doing?
Stop humping. Can't do it for this long.
Stella Blue Coffee's new canned lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations. So when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today. Taste the difference and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee canned lattes now available at stellabluecoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.
All right, so the snacks is going to move on. It's going to face our number two, which is we have XYZ at home.
Classic.
Very classic one.
Never had XYZ.
But XYZ at home. So, Che.
It's like a filler letter. Like, you want McDonald's? We have food at home.
Yeah.
Oh.
Burgers at home. Yeah, it's just a fill in. XYZ is in, like, it could be anything.
Got it.
Yeah. Che.
XYZ, just because the drop off. No matter what it is steep.
Tremendous.
Yeah. And you're never happy just because it's what you're used to, and you can't have this shiny new thing. So XYZ.
XYZ, Kate.
So I hear myself doing it to Pat now, and I'll be like, we have coffee at home. We have ice cream. Like, I hear it, and as it's coming out of my mouth, I'm like, oh, you're the worst, but I can't. I know it's bad. Yeah, XYZ at home.
XYZ at home, Cole.
Yeah, the other rejection this made me think of, too, is like anything in December at all that you want, your parents are like, it's almost Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, you can't have. I'm like, it's like a.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, he's 100%.
$1 magazine. I'm like, no, it's almost Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get that for me? Then,
what the yeah, fuck? It's, right. And yeah. So, yeah, like, and also, like, yeah, we have that at home. It's like, well, yeah, the thing at home sucks. Obviously, I want the good new thing. Yeah, mm-hmm. That one. That rejection sucks. And you're so helpless.
Yeah. Nick?
Driving past McDonald's, and, like, if you hit a red light right where you could turn in, you sit there. If it's like when they were giving out the Inspector Gadget toys,
oh, yeah.
You just needed the fucking hat that was had a propeller on top.
The Beanie Baby McDonald's era made me feral in the car. I needed that shit. Yeah, it was big time tantrum.
Yeah, I was like the kid in the backseat in the Babadook.
Yeah.
Good reference, Nikki. Yeah, I'll go with that. XYZ at home.
Ours is we had like a big pizza place at the turn off on the main road. Mm-hmm. And she'd be like, no, we got 10 for 10 Celeste frozen pizza.
Ugh, yeah.
That's brutal.
Worst. KB.
It's that, but it's insane how much we would rather have had a fast food dollar meal or sandwich than like a 3-course delicious home cooked meal.
Yeah.
Like, and by a huge margin, yeah. Too. Yeah. Dabook?
Yeah, the XYZ at home. Like coming, like have spending a day at like the pool or something, you're exhausted, you're hungry as fuck, and your mom's like, oh, we have lunch meat at home. It's like, I'd rather.
Oh, it was always lunch fucking meat, lunch.
Cold
meat.
Cuts. Oh.
Yeah, make a sandwich.
Like, side of plain potato chips.
Yep.
Ate it out on the deck.
PB&J.
Yuck. Okay, so now we're going to go back through and do our playoff. Very first one is the number. Oh my God, I forgot about this. The mom bumping into the friend.
Oh, they're in the soon I forget.
Yeah, versus getting a shitty lunch period. So start with you, Mush.
That's tough. That is bad. I'm going with the lunch period. The lunch period really, because I had one, and it really makes you feel like a loser.
Yeah.
It really does, because then usually your other classes aren't that good either. Mm-hmm. For some reason. And it also, like the lunches, if the lunch is early, like the first lunch period you could have, that's where it's like, you know, you're fucking starving by the rest of the day. And if you like have practice later or something, you're fucked.
Some school lunches are like 10:15 in the morning. No, crazy early.
Fourth period.
You had fourth period lunch. You were.
There's like serving like sloppy joes at 10 a.m. Yeah. Like, I don't want that.
Stuff. All right, Mook.
I'm going lunch period. You can get stuck with a group of kids that you lose every argument to and a normal conversation with. So that is more detrimental.
It was pissed me off that there's a fight that wasn't in my lunch period.
Never had a fight in my lunch period.
A kid in my grade got suplexed. And everyone was talking about it for like a year.
I didn't see it. Yeah,
nothing we'll talk about those forever.
Seeing a fight was the best.
He said he suplexed him because he tagged his car, but he actually wasn't the one who tagged his car. So he suplexed an innocent civilian, and it was the coolest thing ever, and I never got to see it. Lou Jocks was the guy who suplexed him.
What's his name?
Awesome. Lou Jocks.
Oh, okay.
He was destined to suplex a guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he literally spelled J-O-C-K-S, I'm pretty sure, too.
Missing a fight in school was like terrible. Mm-hmm. Everyone was talking about it every period, and then you're like on the outside, and you're the kid that saw it. You're the guy.
Oh, everyone goes to you for the details.
Yep.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy got caught selling oregano as weed. Oregano.
that was a weed term.
Oregano. No, he couldn't say his R's.
He couldn't say his R's. And he got caught. And I was the person that saw him get like actually caught, and it was the best day of my life.
Eddie Murphy sold me bunk weed.
That sounds like a skit. Holy
shit. I saw a girl beat up a guy in high school.
Oh,
it was awesome.
Damn.
Oh, no.
She was a tank.
Yeah, softball player.
Dude, oh, yeah.
Always was.
Cookie Monster pajama pants girls could
or field
get was any one dude of those. Up in the school, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, if you... I would rather see a actual like skinhead biker than a girl in Tweety Bird pajamas.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
With like red hair.
Oh,
like the really dark red streak.
Oh,
hair.
The streaky chunky highlights. Yeah,
yep.
You're a dead man. Real thin eyebrows.
Dead man walking.
Yeah. Oh, you're fucked. The Tweety Bird was terrible.
She got negative ass. So it's like slanted inwards.
No, you don't want to fuck with her.
Oof.
She has like eight kids.
Yep.
Tasmanian devil kids.
Yep.
Yeah, the seating arrangement was everything. Yep. So I got to go that
seating arrangement, Nick.
At least I was older then. Mom talking to somebody in the grocery store was an eternity. And there was nothing you could do other than stand.
Mm-hmm. Grin and bear it.
This is a brutal matchup.
Yeah.
This is a tough one.
Yeah, I'm going to go with mom's the grocery store.
The grocery store?
Mom's grocery store.
Oh, we're tied up. Jay.
Mom's grocery store feels like an eternity. But the lunch period is, it's like a semester, a marking period, whenever, however often you redo classes. So I got to go with that just because it is such a long period of time.
How long was it? A half a year? I always forget when you change classes in high school. Or
it was marking period?
I don't even know.
We may have had quarters.
We had quarters.
We had quarters.
Can't remember now.
I think I had quarters
classes
too.
Would change at half the year.
Yes. Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so the loser of this is the bumping into the friend. That was next. Damn shame.
God damn it.
Next up, we have the number, it was a six, or is the one seed that won, having to rely on your parents for everything, versus the number 8 seed, parents that care. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a, sort of related, I guess. Marty.
I'm going to go with parents that care, because parents that you have to worry, like, sometimes they could act as your Uber, which could be nice. But then also, I don't know, I think care. I think they're the same thing.
Yeah, they're very related.
I'll go care.
Care?
I think parents that care, because when you get older, it gets like worse. When drinking starts to get involved, or like you're starting to do hood rat shit with your hood rat friends.
Right.
Like, going to the park, smoking a Black and Mild. It's like, I want the shitty parents.
Dude, I loved Black and Mild wine with tips.
Wine
yes,
tips.
Bro.
Yeah, they were the hot so commodity.
In a Dodge
they were so cool.
Oh my God, yeah.
Windows down.
And then I had an extra wood tip that I put in my Toronto Blue Jays flat brim that was like going...
Toronto Blue Jay hat was the coolest thing.
Cool. If you were the flat brim was everything too.
Do you have the light blue one?
I had the light blue in the back, white panel in the front.
Yeah. That was the one.
We had our soccer practices like off at a different school because we didn't have soccer field at our school.
easiest field to have.
And trust me, I know. But this senior picked us up when we were sophomores to bring us there, and he pulls up in his black Escalade. He's blasting 50 Cent, and his fucking car just reeks of Black and Milds. Mm-hmm. It's like the coolest moment ever. His name is Steve Perry. Not related.
Wow. The lead singer of Journey?
Yeah, not related at all. Oh. Very mean guy for the most part. Choked a kid up, one of my friends up like on the wall off his feet.
Oh, that's
very cool.
Sick.
That's cool as hell.
That is sick.
KB?
Parents that care.
Parents that care?
Yeah, it's going to be parents that care. Because mm-hmm. all my other friends had parents that didn't give a fuck about them. They're in big trouble now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They really are. All those kids live. Are in big trouble.
Yeah.
They live.
Yeah, they're...
What was the other option?
Having to rely on your parents for...
Yeah,
for
that. The parents that cared, that was the helicopter the parent came after me. Mm. So I got to go with that one.
All right.
Yeah, parents that care. God, when I was younger, they did not care. Like, it was like free reign. As I got older, it became very anxiety-inducing. Sneaking around, it was a lot of sneaking around.
Yeah.
Which made me look bad.
This was like a post-90s trope to care about, like, over...
Like, yeah, I mean...
Like, you didn't have to worry about your kid getting molested, basically.
Yeah, they would usually just...
It was a nickname for kids in the 80s and 90s, like latchkey kids. We'd come home to, like, a key because our parents were working. We let ourselves in. We were very independent back in the
80s. Dinner and then, like, just free reign of your neighbor.
Yeah, we got to... Like, there were no... I mean, people had curfews, but, like, they were much later. And then, like, my sister's 8 years younger than me. And, like, her like, she's talking about what her friends, like, they weren't allowed to do anything. It was very strange.
Yeah.
There was no phones and shit, right? So, like,
no phones. Yeah. You had to rely on the payphone.
You can't care that much because if you're not there, you can't know where the fuck you are.
Yeah. The rule was you had to come home when the streetlights came on. So we just, all right, no streetlights are on. Just go home. Like, parents weren't, they never knew what we were doing. I'd leave on a summer day. I'd leave my house at 10:30. I'd come home at 8 p.m. My parents had no idea what I did all day. And that's how everyone was. What's that?
Play stickball for hours.
Play wiffle ball. Yeah. Home run derby. Yeah. Like, or we go to the lake.
Do you eat?
Oh, yeah. We go to the store and get like a pizza and split it among us. Yeah. The parents usually give us like $20. Here you go. Have a good day.
$20.
We just go have fun.
$20.
Back in that.
That would last you. That would last you a couple days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're gonna go with.
I mean, this is like tomato, tomato. Like,
yeah.
Yes, whichever one's in the lead, honestly.
Parents that care. Okay, so parents that care. And by the way, the loser of this was Kate's.
Yeah.
Having to rely on your parents. Yeah. So parents that care versus getting a bad lunch period. Jay?
Lunch period.
Lunch period?
Parents that care.
Parents that care?
I guess lunch period.
Lunch period?
I'm going to go lunch period here.
For lunch period, 3-1.
Yeah, lunch period.
Lunch period's going to win, but
go parents that care.
Parents that care.
Lunch period.
Lunch period. Parents that care was Mook's. Sucks for you.
Sorry, Mook.
So
I got a winner in there already. Don't worry about it.
Lunch period is going to be moving to the finals. On the other side, we have having to go to church or CCD, any of those things, versus having red hair. Marty.
This is heavyweight matchup.
Super Bowl.
Because I'm not going to lie. I've at once in my life said, thank God I don't have red hair. You know, it's, everyone said that once. Right?
At least once. Yeah. Minimum.
I'm going though, religion, like religion class, because honestly, no one cared about what was actually happening. Like, it just always, I was never in a good mood after, like, learning. And when you learned about it, it wasn't like, oh my God, that was cool. Never. So I'm going religion class.
Religion class, Mook?
You know where I stand.
One for red hair, KB?
Yeah, the Catholic Church did nothing to make it even semi-digestible for kids.
Yes.
Yeah. It wasn't our fault. We're not going to pay attention to the scripture or like understand the metaphors. It's that.
Another for church, 2-1.
Oh, man.
It's a tough one.
It's a tough one because, like, oh, man. God damn, this is really hard. I'm going to go church here. I'm going to go church here. I mean, it was so, so boring. But at least, you know, I didn't have red hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the worst part of church was it was the weekend. Like, that was my time. I was like, all right, I work at school all, you know, all week. And there's 2 days that are like mine. And then Sunday morning, nope, you got to get up early and go to fucking church.
It was a bad day, too. The fact that you had 7 different religion classes.
Yeah. Every wild. Year, be different one.
This is wild, but Sunday was always a bad day.
Any of you guys go to the 11:30 service?
Yeah.
It was the worst.
Well, everyone
because you're not
to.
Allowed to eat before communion. Mm-hmm. Is that that's the rule, right?
Is it?
Yep.
I was just fucking starving.
We went to 9:30. I was starving afterwards.
The only thing that you thought was going to be cool about church was the wine. Like, you thought it was going to get you fucked up when you were younger, and then you're just like, this is the worst thing
Taste
in the world.
Like,
some
and
churches had the individual cups. I wasn't sharing the chalice.
We had to share the chalice, and it's gross. Yeah. And they do a little wipe. Like,
one wipe.
Quick wipe. Yeah.
The quickest wipe you've ever seen.
And I was just sucking that up. One little wipe.
After it's done, you do see the fucking priest go like this.
Oh, he downs the rest.
Oh, he
can. Because he's a sicko.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. The parents who made us do church, too, like, they were miserable on Sundays, getting us all ready to go.
Didn't want
to
do it.
Coming back, like, was the Eagles game coming on? And we're like, hurry. Like, they were miserable on Sundays, too. Like, it made everyone miserable. I have to go to church.
You couldn't wear sweatpants or like something just like you always had to wear something kind of presentable.
Uncomfortable.
I dressed up in church.
After church, the conversations with the friends were just as bad as the grocery store.
Trying to get to the car.
Probably worse.
Yeah. Yeah. They put out like snacks though after and coffee because that was mine too.
We didn't do that.
I was worse because then the conversation would stay.
Yeah.
And the priest would talk.
Mine was a talker.
Talking to the priest afterwards.
Yeah.
He's standing at the door. It's like congratulated.
No.
He basically
he's like expecting to get
like dap him up.
Like, yeah, I did that.
You have to shake his hand. Yeah, when you leave. Man. All he's doing is plagiarizing. He's just reading.
Yeah, you're reading.
Who has really good posts is Mark Wahlberg. You ever see his Sunday posts?
No.
He has like these deeply religious posts. Every Sunday he goes, stay prayed up is his thing.
Oh, it's his new brand.
Yeah.
He's like selling a ton of stuff, staying prayed up. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it'll be a video of him leaving church and he's like, just got my new municipal sweatshirt on. That's like his other brand he's doing. And he's like, just remember, stay prayed up. And
it's he has like a marble shrine to Mary in his living room.
Did you see that?
Like,
that was crazy.
Yeah, like got crazy shit.
He has this a little private cross and like glass shrine thing in his house to do at-home prayers, I guess.
Prayed up.
Staying prayed up all the time.
Yep.
Okay, so the church is moving on. Now we have XYZ at home versus having to pause your game for anything. Che.
XYZ at home.
XYZ at home, Kate.
I think I've said this before. My mom even negated that by asking us, do you kids want ice cream? Like, we're coming up on the Dairy Queen, do kids want ice cream? And then at the light, she'd be like, psych.
Oh,
like,
she had
like a really dark sense of humor into her. That her other thing was, who wants to go bowling? And me and my brother would be like, yeah. And she'd be like, well, we're not going tonight.
Child of God.
That is pretty funny.
But like to her, that was like very funny.
If I was the parent, I would think that's very funny too.
Especially because like we fell for it every time because the hope is there no matter how old you get. You're like hoping a little bit. And so for her, it never got old. But she didn't even have to say we have XYZ at home because she'd like just fuck with us beforehand. XYZ at home is
XYZ at home. Clever. Yeah.
And what's the other one?
Having to pause your game.
That one. Pausing the game. That was the worst.
Pausing the game.
This one's really tough. I'm going to go pause the game, especially if it was like something you didn't know was going to happen. Like you're playing the game and then all of a sudden company.
Mm-hmm.
I have a quick caveat to that too. Like, in the internet era, my parents used to be able, we had the computer room, and they could turn the internet off with a light switch. Oh, and that was the new version of pausing the game, was like, we're going to turn off the internet if you like, so you go do your shit. Otherwise, pause your game or we're turning off the internet. That sucked.
That's brutal.
My mom would just pick up the phone.
Oh, yeah. And that messed
dial
up.
She's like, now you're off now.
You're so old.
My mom went to the fuse box once just to make an extra special, which is a rough one.
I used to be on the internet, and then my parents would get a phone call.
Yeah,
it's like, well,
gotta get off.
Yeah, it doesn't work anymore.
You're fucked. KB. XYZ at home versus pausing the game.
Pausing the game. We didn't even have XYZ.
You didn't have XYZ at home?
Yeah.
What'd you have?
Oh, XYZ is at the Taylor's house next door.
They're both like mental warfare with your parents.
Yeah.
Them just trying to like dominate you.
Yep.
But I think pause the game, I think that lasts longer too. Like I remember being home in college and like playing Fortnite and my mom was like, get your ass down here right now. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, well, I'm about to.
It's an online game.
Battle Royale. Like, what do you want me?
You can't pause
the towers. What do you want me to do?
Oh my God.
You just dropped in 4D. Come on.
Yeah.
Pause the game.
Fucking Tilted Towers. I'll never forget that. I don't know. That game broke my brain.
It's the best game.
Marty?
Pause.
Pause in the game.
Because even like when I got older too, like when someone knocked on the door when your parents were at home, it's terrifying. I never got that door.
Yeah.
I would pause. That's a forced pause and then hide.
You would hide there was no purpose of hiding, but you would still hide.
There was no way I was seeing if that person saw me and they would stay. And sometimes they'd stand there for like 10 minutes and you're just sitting there with your brother fuck, is he ever going to leave?
Yeah. All right, so pausing the game versus having to go to church, CCD, any of that stuff?
Church.
Church still?
Still church. That really puts it. There's no good.
Pissing me off thinking.
Yes. Yeah, so like, I feel like I have to go on Sunday now, and I don't want to go.
Yeah.
Pausing the game.
Pausing the game?
Sure.
God.
Oh, my God. You can't say church. Your mom won't fuck with that.
Yeah.
You're afraid. Yeah. Because he knows the last time.
Wait, didn't you go to church like a couple weeks ago?
So you didn't go to church.
You got in trouble.
You missed church.
Oh.
He wants to say church.
Mom, if you're watching this, I love you. yeah, I can't say church. So.
KB?
Church.
Nick?
Hold on. Mook text us. Mook just said, fuck God.
Oh. Why would you say that?
What the? I'm gonna thumbs down.
Oh.
Yeah. Yikes. Nobody make a graphic with a quote for that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, huge. What you gotta do?
Ooh, this one's tough, especially with when online games were prominent and like you just had to go AFK and you'd like try to find a hiding spot. Yeah. Never worked. You were dead. Fuck
yeah,
honestly.
Me too.
She's like, this will work. I'll be back.
That's true. Like Call of Duty or something.
Yeah, you just got to
crouch behind something. There's no way they'll find me. You're just completely dead. Yeah. You've died four times already. Yeah.
You're always dead.
Letting the boys down.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a benefit of church. Like going.
That's the thing.
Like, it's done.
They would say heaven.
Heaven, I guess.
First hand job.
You what?
No, you didn't.
At church?
I was an altar server, so I had to go every. Why are you bragging about a hand job? You just had to give it.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah, I don't like she got it.
Oh, I bet it felt so good.
It was a badge of honor. Yeah.
But in the church,
behind.
You know, that shit was echoing. It was like,
yeah, good God.
It gets so much noise.
I'm going.
Did the priest appreciate it?
No, he didn't. No.
I'm going church. I didn't absorb a single fucking thing.
Mm-hmm. I will say what you just said, though, with the letting the boys down, explaining why you're pausing with your friends is
devastating
also,
to let the boys down.
You get made fun of.
And then you're the target. Yeah.
Yeah.
Automatic.
It was worse when it was like Fortnite, though, because once you die, you're just dead. Like in Call of Duty, at least you'd respawn or whatever, but like in Fortnite and all those other Battle Royale games, it's really fucked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Church.
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 I had some benefits to church. One, I'd be rocked up almost the entire church ceremony.
It's not a ceremony. That's a benefit?
Everyone's like,
wait, you were what?
You mean like you had a...
A boner, yeah. Almost the whole church.
Why is that a benefit?
Why? Why are you so hard?
It'd be awesome. You see all the like hot moms dressed in their Sunday
I love this.
What? Yeah, dressed in
the this
Sunday
is the best.
Best.
I'm hard in church.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, it was so you're saying it was a spank bank.
Yes,
it was like
you couldn't.
Okay,
you just had to sit, stand there for a long hour, hard as fuck.
Oh, you'd be
that
sitting
sucks. Up.
Sitting and kneeling,
being hard, kneeling is worse than staring.
Is awful.
Nah, I mean it's a payoff later.
Would you rather be hard or soft?
Sounds like
in church.
Nobody knows.
Yes.
Okay. Right now.
Sure.
Right now, soft, but like as a teenager, like. You have so little inventory for that, you know, with dial-up internet. I would have, as a teen, rather been rocked up, which I was.
Lighting the windows makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
And then also, so church was very popular in my town amongst teens. So I did with almost everyone that was like in my grade did like peer ministry. So you would like help teach CCD to others. I just did it because everyone else did it. I had no personal interest to it. But there was, you got paired up with someone. I believe a junior year. So you do a junior and senior year, got paired up with someone for 2 years. And I got paired up with the hottest girl in the grade. It was Justine McGowan. It's like one of the best moments of my life. All my buddies were high-fiving me after it happened. It was awesome.
Wait, just that high-fiving you after you got paired up with her?
Yes.
Because I'd be with her for 2 years.
That's pretty good.
That is a good thing. That is a good thing.
You're that eight? Like that.
Yes.
Did you ever get your flirt on?
A little bit.
Did you hump?
No.
I mean, you humped.
But it was awesome at the time. So church wasn't that bad. So what was it going against?
Church is going up against pausing the game. Pausing the game.
Oh, pausing the game.
Oh. Oh, church is going to move on.
Yeah, you loved church.
Did you guys, for your sponsor, for confirmation, did your parents pick it for you or did you guys actually pick?
I don't remember who mine was, yeah.
It was my brother. It was a whole drama thing because one aunt hasn't been picked yet by anybody. And he had to pick her. They got divorced the next year. Yeah, it was a tough. It still hurts my brother, you know?
What was your confirmation name?
Joe.
That's boring.
Matthew John Joseph Cahill.
I got Maximilian.
That's good.
And my hotter younger brother picked Titus.
It's also great.
So fucking
and he's hot.
The other one, I had another role.
What was Justine McNally?
Justine McGowan.
Mick what?
McGowan.
McGowan. C-G-O-W-E-N.
A-N.
How do you have her Instagram up?
Pulling her up right now. I saw someone on our YouTube once commented something along the lines of like, Che is more mysteriously bricked up than the pyramids. Like, and I was like, yeah, that's kind of fair.
Wasn't it every period in school too?
Every period of school.
like once a period for a couple minutes.
What?
It wasn't the entire period.
Every single period?
Every period.
Pretty period. Much. Not like gym or usually not lunch.
You just get home and like explode every time.
Oh, I would jerk off like 3+ times a day.
You ever jerk off at church?
No.
Mm. You ever get a hand job at church?
No.
It was behind the church.
Oh, it was behind the church?
Yeah.
Now it's even less cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's
Life Teen Church Camp, North Carolina.
Jesus.
What?
Did you travel? Did you live in North Carolina?
It was one of those things where you went to fix up a town.
Oh, okay.
Learn about Christ that week.
Oh, my God.
And it was like the only time I had free.
So you guys were painting the walls?
I had parents that cared, so it was the only time I had free. Yeah, painting the walls, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
no, I didn't know what to do. I squeezed it.
Pausing the game. Oh, that. She's mashing it. It's always sunny. So pausing the game is going to lose. That was Nick's. Now we have in our finals, having to go to church versus having a shitty lunch period. Last matchup of the day, Che.
Shitty lunch period.
Church.
Church.
Lunch period, church.
This is really hard. Church is once a week, and it's an hour.
It's for 18 years or whatever.
For a long time.
15, for my sake.
Basically your entire childhood.
But at least you suffered with others. Like Jesus.
You don't mean that.
The lunch period, you were alone. I'm not going to sit next to the girl with rheumatoid arthritis. She sucks. I'm not going to go lunch period.
Lunch period, 2-2.
Yeah, lunch period. I'm still Catholic.
Lunch period.
Fuck, dude. I got bullied at both.
The priest was making fun of you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, but I have to.
You had to play the leper in the...
I'm going lunch period.
Lunch period.
Church.
Church. It's going to be... Oh, it was a close one. It was 4-3 in favor of the lunch period. Church, wow. That was Kate's. You just lost out by a second.
Oh, no. I feel like every bracket I've ever been on, I find a way to bring in church as the bad thing.
So having a shitty seating arrangement, which was mine, I get the... Gross is that. I read and think, I was like, that's a pretty good one. It's not going to win. That's my only submission.
It is bad. It's very inconvenient. It
feels good.
I'll see. I don't feel like good having it, so I'll cede it to Kate.
No. You gotta take it.
You get to pick the category for next week.
Oh wow, lucky me.
Yeah.
Which is something I've done for all other episodes.
He made this just so he doesn't have to do that.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you to Kate, Mook, and Mush for joining in. We'll be back next week with a new topic. Oh, and Clemmer too, I guess. You're here.
Thanks.
You're always here. I feel like I don't even count you as a guest anymore.
I don't know what I am.
So we'll be back next week with a new topic. See you then.